Hi, Claire and James here. Just before we get stuck into this week's episode, we wanted to let you know the exciting news that the Midlife Reset Audit is now live. This is a first of its kind personalised diagnostic tool designed for midlifers by midlifers.
In just 3 minutes, the audit will help you pinpoint what's really holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. And most importantly, provide tailored strategies on how to take back control. Midlife doesn't have to be a time of uncertainty. It can be an era of growth, discovery and well-being. So to go ahead and take the audit, go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
At Midlife, strength training is a non-negotiable. It strengthens bones, increases our metabolic rate, improves posture and flexibility, sculpts our body shape and lifts our mood.
However, many people aren't weight training correctly, which not only works against what you're trying to achieve, but can be dangerous. So here's 5 things you must know about weight training at Midlife.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. How are you all? We've had a busy, busy old time. James is feeling a little bit tired today, aren't you, darling?
I'm a little bit run down. I might have overcooked it with my cardio in the gym this morning.
Not partying. Overcooked it with the cardio this morning.
That's some hill sprints on the treadmill.
So basically, this is not advisable. We haven't actually had a day off for about 10 days. What with the retreat that we've just run at Punta Romano, we didn't actually have much time off work, and also we didn't give our body even very much of a rest. So not genius of James to go in and smash loads of cardio this morning, was it, darling?
No, I did have a rest day yesterday, to be fair, Claire. Actually, that's something we're going to be talking about today, where we're talking about 5 must-knows for weight training at midlife. And we will, of course, mention recovery in that, because it's very, very important.
Something that we haven't done much of recently, but you know. So we'll just give you a little update. We had our retreat. The first in two whole years at Punta Romano, the 5-star Punta Romano in Marbella. And it was just amazing to be back.
Wasn't it? I mean, it's a stunning, stunning resort. I mean, if you've never been there, it really is
special.
Beautiful. It's
special.
The resort itself modelled on an Andalusian village. It tumbles down from the main road down to the sea. You've got a wonderful beach there. They've got the Chiringuito set up. And exciting for us, we're probably most excited about
the new gym
they've got, which is just a fantastic space. It's like a little mini boxing area, so isn't it, with boxing bags, a mini ring, and they got like a sauna.
Oh yes,
and really flashy changing rooms now.
It's the little things that please James, but also most exciting for me.
Hey, spread eagle in the sauna, sweating
with clothes on. I'd hasten to add. No, so what excited me the most was there was a spin studio, a completely brand new spin studio, and I haven't taught spin for 2 years since I was at Punta Romano last time, and I was in my element. Absolutely, it is. I'm in the flow when I'm on the saddle teaching a spin class, and apparently everyone enjoyed it so much they've gone and joined classes back in London. So
it was a great class. You were a great teacher. It was really good to see you back up there again, beaming as you shouted at everyone
and bossing everyone around. Apparently that's what I do best.
It's your natural inclination.
What else have we got going on?
If you fancy the sound of that, then we've got another one. February the 17th to 20th. I know for some schools that's half term. It might be good, might be bad. I don't know if you've got kids. But
we can never get it right, by the way.
No, we can never get it right. But we're back at Punta Romano in February. About half full on that already.
Yep.
So we keep it really small. We never work with more than 10 clients at a time there, just to keep it personal. And we're with you pretty much all day. We have our meals together and everything.
That's a good thing or a bad thing, but we are with you all day, every day, so you can ask us questions throughout the entire retreat. Yeah. But we love it. It's so nice to be back. And then on Sunday, so this will be going out on Saturday morning. If you're listening to this in real time, hopefully you are, do make sure, if this is appropriate for you, that you join Sarah Davison, the AKA the divorce coach, if you're going through a breakup. Or you've been through a divorce, she's your lady. She's incredible. We've been on her podcast a couple of times now, and she's running a virtual retreat. That's right.
Virtual breakup recovery retreat. So I'd say, you know, if you have gone through, are going through a breakup, or even if, you know, you just like a bit of relationship advice, I think it'd be a great place. I know it's Sarah, it's us, there's a couple of other great experts in there as well. I think it's running from 1 p.m. onwards on Sunday.
But I'll drop the link in the show notes as well to sign up for that, but completely free. So Sarah's doing that for free, which is amazing. She's so, so wonderful. So can't wait to be part of that. And I think that's what we've got going on at the moment. I don't think there's any more stuff.
Also,
on.
If you are a member of the Federation of Small Businesses in the UK, we're running a workshop on the science of stress and how to deal with it. And again, this is something you run for some of our big corporate clients. So it's great to be able to reach that small business community. Mm. So we're running that, I think, next Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't remember the date, but I'll put the show notes, link in the show notes to that as well. There'll be a long old show notes. So let's get on and dive in to five must-knows for weight training at midlife. And the reason we decided to do this was because James and I... It's amazing. First of all, I want to say it's amazing that people go in to the gym or do weights at home or whatever. It's really, really important at midlife that we do resistance training for so many reasons. Our muscle mass is decreasing as we're aging. Muscle is metabolically active, so the more muscle we have, the higher our metabolism. And our bone density is also decreasing as we age. A lot of women get osteoporosis when they've gone through the menopause. And it's a really, really good way to maintain good bone density. Also, it creates a good physique, good shape. No amount of cardio is going to create an amazing physique like weights do. And also, it's really good for like flexibility, keeping your body strong and all that sort of stuff. So really, really good that people are doing it. But we do see people making quite a lot of faux pas.
Particularly this time of year. Obviously, it's January. The gym we go to is flooded by new members. And, you know, it's nice. It's great. And it's great they're doing positive stuff. It's not their fault. You know, they just, there's no one's told them or really explained to them what to be doing. So you see them kind of wandering around with puzzled looks on their faces and doing some stuff that's not going to really be helpful to their overall development in the long run.
And number one that we're going to dive into here is the one I think we see a lot. And there's a certain lady, bless her, I kind of want to go up and give her a hug because it's almost like she's beasting her body. Mm. It's not like she's enjoying it. She's just beasting herself with the same muscle group day in, day out. So that's the first must know, is don't train the same muscle group day in, day out. And what I mean by that is glutes and legs, for example, just training them over and over and over again each time. And this lady is kind of really, really going hard for like an hour and a half at her glutes and her legs. This is actually going to diminish the likelihood of any gains. And what we mean by gains is like building lean muscle, which is what we want for the reasons we've already said. And this is because weight training creates microscopic tears in the muscle tissue. During rest, cells called fibroblasts repair it, and this helps the tissue heal and grow, resulting in stronger muscles and a more defined physique. So this is what gives you a more defined physique.
Yeah, this is what happens. When we put our muscle under stress, what happens is we actually like create micro tears in it, and then as they heal, effectively the scar tissue makes them grow back bigger and stronger. So that's how we progress and grow our muscle size and our muscle strength.
And that's what we want.
And we need like at least 48 hours for that process to happen. So, you know, if we were working our biceps, we don't want to work that again for at least 48 hours, maybe even 72, depending on the kind of workouts that you're doing. What you definitely don't want to be doing is going in, doing biceps on Monday, biceps
but
on
we
Tuesday,
do. We
biceps
see it,
on Wednesday.
We see it a lot. We see this a lot. And people don't necessarily know that they're going to diminish what they're trying to achieve by doing that. It's actually working completely against the body. And also, working the same muscle group will overstress the joints and potentially the central nervous system. So again, it's another reason to make sure that you've got adequate rest.
Tip number two is to make sure you have good form. This is so, so important. You know, when we're younger, we can perhaps get away with throwing the weights around a bit, but we see this a lot. And it tends to be, I'd say for the guys, they just put on way too much weight and they're using a lot of body momentum to get the lifts, which obviously is poor form. And then for women, it tends to be that they're not quite sure what they're doing and don't quite set up right. Now, listen, we're going to cover free weights versus machines in a minute. But if you're using machines, it's slightly less important. Machines kind of force you into using the correct posture, correct form, which is why they're a good go-to when you're starting out or if you're learning. But when you're using free weights in particular, you must have good form. You know, and every lift is different. But as a general point, you know, you want to make sure your head is upright, your spine's in a neutral position, you've sucked in that belly button, braced your core, your back remains flat. Always push through the heels. You never want to come onto your knees. Roll your shoulders back. These are all little tips.
Yeah, and what I would say as well, mirrors aren't just a... You probably think that mirrors in gyms are just to prance around looking at yourselves. And there's probably quite a lot of people that do use it for that as well. But mirrors are there also for you to check that you are getting proper form. And when we take people through the midlife method, you know, when we're creating workout programs, resistance workout programs, weight programs for our clients, they've got a little video and a description about how to do everything right. We constantly say, make sure that you watch that video, and then if you've got a mirror, keep looking at yourself in the mirror to make sure that you have got good form. Because it's so easy when you get tired and when you go a little bit heavier, it's so easy to let your form go. So it's better to actually take the weight out, take the lighter weights rather than the heavier weights for a while, and work your way up once you've mastered the good form.
I was going to say that. You want to make sure you've got a full range of motion and you're keeping everything fully aligned. So yeah, it's always better to go lighter rather than heavier until you know you're certain you've got everything right. So midlife, here's one of the things that's going on for us. We're producing less collagen. That means our ligaments and tendons are weaker. So we want to make sure we've got good form. Of course, part of that as well is warming up. Like see people as well, you know, just go straight in, whack to their maximum rate and start cranking out reps. I'll always do 2 or 3 warm-up sets at a lighter weight first, just to get the blood to the muscles, get those ligaments and tendons warmed up. Remember as well at midlife, our testosterone levels have gone down for both men and women, so we're not as strong as we used to be. So I'll emphasise it again. Start with lighter weights and work your way up once you've mastered good form.
The next one is use free weights. So James just said there about free weights versus machines. So, you know, when you go into the gym, you're probably not going to have machines at home. If you're doing resistance training at home, you're not going to necessarily have a shoulder press and a cable machine and all these sorts of things. But if you do go into a gym, you're going to see, you know, your static machines, you know, around the edge or wherever. They're the ones that are going to help you create really good form and good posture because they're kind of supporting you. However, using free weights like kettlebells and dumbbells can really help strengthen your stabilizer muscles. So again, you're getting a double whammy. You're getting better bang for your buck because it's going to help you use your stabilizing muscles, such as your core and your glutes, as well as improving your coordination.
Yeah, I mean, what I say on that, if you're very new to it and you're learning, it's really good to start with machines to get used to the motion and build your strength and your confidence up, and then move to free weights. Let's give an example. So if we were doing like an overhead press, most people who haven't trained tend to be weak in their shoulders if they're pressing straight overhead. So if you were lifting something above your head. Now, obviously, when you're in a machine, it's fixed. You're doing a fixed range of motion. Your shoulder can't move out of alignment because it's a machine. When you move to, say, a dumbbell, your shoulder can go pretty much anywhere it wants to go.
Yes, yes.
Which is why, you know, it's a good idea to train with the machine first, just to get used to the movement, build the strength. But then you definitely want to be going to the free weights because you're getting all that stabilized. Now, you're holding your shoulder in alignment, you know, making micro adjustments. So, yeah, free weights is the way to go.
And also moving up to more compound moves, you know, like the deadlift, which is a complicated, you can go very, very wrong with your lower back. So making sure that you're not just going in, that again, we see this in the gym, people just going in and throwing themselves into a deadlift without any warm-up. It's shocking, the form. It's quite worrying. But obviously, you don't want to go up to a stranger and say, excuse me, can I show you how to do that properly? Or squats and things like that. So making sure if you are going to those free weights, I know we said it before, going to those free weights, make sure once you progress from the machines that you're going light on the free weights to make sure that your form is good. But it really, really will massively help your stabilizer muscles, your core, your glutes and all that sort of stuff. So definitely go for that.
Next tip is to breathe properly.
Oh, don't forget to breathe.
Don't forget to breathe. So this might sound weird because like you're exercising, you know, well, I'm going to be out of breath. I'm panicking. So many people hold their breath when they lift weights.
I still do
like,
sometimes. I do. Especially when... Oh dear! But then you've got the grunters. The grunters that are breathing too much. So there is a balance.
Yeah. Holding your breath when you're lifting, particularly when you start to lift heavy, is actually very dangerous. For a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, you'll start to starve yourself of oxygen, so you can feel dizzy, even faint. Also, it will push your blood pressure up as well. So you definitely do not want to be holding your breath. The correct way to breathe when you're lifting weights is to actually take a breath in on the eccentric portion and breathe out on the concentric. That means like when you're actually pushing the effort,
breathe
you're
out.
Pushing out.
There is when an the example weights, there of yeah, breathing.
When you're doing the negative part of the rep, you breathe in. So example, on a
chest press.
Bench press, for example. As the bar comes down, you're breathing out. As you push up.
No, you're breathing out as you push up.
Breathing out, sorry. Breathing in as it comes down, breathing out as you push up. And again, that's because breathing out makes your diaphragm brace, makes your core brace, makes everything brace as you're doing the actual lifting motion.
Absolutely. So don't hold your breath like I used to. I did actually when I was doing squats. It's mainly squats and deadlifts for me because they are such a big, heavy burden on the entire body. They're great. They're amazing compound moves. But they do take quite a lot of effort, especially if you are going a little bit heavier. So sometimes I'd be doing my squat and Joe's be like, breathe, Claire. Breathe. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
If you want to check your breathing, here's a really fun way to do it. You can just knock together a quick anaerobic circuit. So pick four exercises, compound moves, try and do 20 reps of each back to back.
Oh, that's what we did.
If you're not breathing properly, you won't get very far.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were doing that about 2 weeks ago, weren't we? And the final one is choose weights that stretch you. So, you know, we've talked
a lot.
Does
that mean if you hold like a heavy dumbbell, it can stretch, make your arm longer?
No, James, that's not what I mean. As in push you to your outside your comfort zone because you want to get results, right? So as a rule of thumb, we want to choose a weight where we fail. And when we say fail, i.e. we're not able to lift the weight anymore, on the last few reps of the last set.
Yes.
So I'll give an example. So if you're doing 3 sets of 10 reps, repetitions for how many you're doing in each set, you're going to want to find a weight where on that last set of those 10 reps, you're kind of failing around 7 or 8 or 8 or 9. And then it's a really amazing way to benchmark your progress as well, because if you're getting 3 sets, it's so amazing. So I get so excited talking about this because it is really powerful. It's just so wonderful to get stronger in our body. When we're finishing that set, that last set, and we're easily smashing out 10 of the last set, that's your time to move up to the next level, to the next weight up, so that you always want to be failing on those last few reps of that last set.
Yeah, that's an important point. But stretching yourself means actually progressing as well. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. You know, they go, oh, you know, I'm doing my 3 sets of 10 easy now. And they just keep the same weight. No, as soon as it becomes easy, you want to just increase that weight a little bit so it's more challenging. And this is how you progress and actually make progress.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads more hints and tips. I'm actually going to just throw an extra one in here. Sometimes you want to use your fast twitch and slow twitch muscle fibers slightly differently. So again, don't just go in there. So we've given 6 tips now. It just came to me. Don't just try to mix it up. When you're first going in here, you know, if it's in a gym or it's weight training at home with kettlebells, dumbbells, whatever, don't make it overcomplicated. However, if you've been in there, you know, for a few months, a year even, and you're finding that you're not really progressing, a really great way is to mix up your kind of rep range. So you might want to go 8 to 10 reps on a certain move and then finish the same move with a set of 20, or you could do 10 reps of the muscle group, but then go and do a different move for the same muscle group with a set of 20. I hope that makes sense, because you're hitting your muscle fibers in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to challenge yourself. So there's another way to do it. You know, there's lots and lots of ways to weight train. Here's tip 7, actually. Make sure you're changing your program about every 8 weeks or so, because the body will adapt. After about 8 weeks of doing a certain routine, it will get quite used to it and you'll probably start to plateau in your progress. So then it's time to just redesign that program.
I love this. Started out as 5, now it's gone to 7. So I'm a bit unsure about what to call this when it goes out live. I think I'll stick with 5.
5 tips plus bonuses.
5 tips plus 2 bonuses.
So now, of course, what we haven't mentioned.
Oh, what?
That's not a tip.
Oh, nutrition.
Yeah, yeah. Nutrition. So this is the workout side. This isn't a tip, but it's just really important to make sure you've nailed your nutrition around this as well.
We've done loads of stuff on
it. You want to be fueled the right way when you start, while you're lifting. Lifting is very glycogen intensive. And when you finish, they've got like a window when you're primed for protein synthesis, so you need to get protein in straight away. We've covered all this in another one, but just to say, you know, if you get serious about your training, you need to consider the nutrition side as well and make sure you get your timings and your nutrients right.
So let us know what you thought about that. We'd love to know. And again, this is what we support people with. There's lots of, I wouldn't say mistakes because I don't like using that word too much, but you know, midlifers do come to us when they work with us and they're not necessarily getting the results they want or haven't even done weight training before. So it's a very exciting time for us to take them on and show them and support them in the way it should be done, basically, for them to get maximum results. But hope you found that helpful. Let us know. team@themidlifementors.com. And we are sending you, we haven't got anything else to tell them, have we?
Well, no, maybe see some of you Sunday.
See some of you Sunday. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And don't forget about our retreat. We'd love to see you in person.
Oh,
now we can connect with people face to face. It's just exciting. Exciting times. Anyway, sending you lots of love. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and don't forget to take the Midlife Reset Audit now to receive personalised insights into what's holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. So go ahead and take the audit now at themidlifementors.com/audit.